Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, the thing we probably need to get to, we probably need to start with first thing here in the 6 o'clock hour on this Tuesday. Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you were listening to the Montana Talks podcast and you rolled all the way through the 9 o'clock hour from Monday and then you run straight into the 6 o'clock hour on Tuesday, you would have heard us just have a conversation with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte and the head of the entire United States Forest Service, the chief of the U.S. Forest Service, of course, in Montana yesterday. They did a major agreement signing outside of Helena. And so we gave a preview. I think we kind of hit the high points. I'm reading some of the details of that agreement was signed, and I think we gave you a good preview of just what they were set to do yesterday afternoon. And so in the conversation, as the chief joined us live on Montana Talks, along with the governor, we got a story on our Montana Talks website shortly after the show. And then I've now updated that very same story with the full agreement, so you can go read it for yourselves, get the high points as well. But we'll get to that here in just a second. But we got to do a random start here in the first few minutes at least. This was something that I had printed up in my stack of stuff yesterday, and I never got to it. Did you guys hear about the all of the climate warriors, all of the climate alarmists who attended this big wedding? So you guys know who Jeff Bezos is, right? He's the Amazon guy, right? He's the Amazon billionaire. He's been a big funder of the Democrats mostly. Well, the Daily Caller, I think it was, had this story here. Climate warrior Leonardo DiCaprio attends the Bezos wedding as 90 private jets fly into the sinking city. Yeah, famous leading man and prominent climate activist Leonardo DiCaprio attended Jeff Bezos' wedding in Venice on Friday, during which time over 90 private jets reportedly flew into the city, according to The Guardian. Photographers captured DiCaprio, who is the United Nations messenger of peace, messenger of peace, for climate change, and a longtime environmental activist, trying to hide his face with a ball cap as he climbed onto a boat in Venice on Friday. I hope it was a rowboat. It better not be a fossil fuel powered boat. I hope it was a solar powered boat. I hope it was a rowboat. Did they row him out to wherever he was going for this? Even some folks on the left were criticizing just how, what would the word be, ostentatious this wedding was, just how over the top, how much money was spent on this wedding. Yeah, apparently Microsoft founder Bill Gates was there. He must have thought it was Epstein Island. TV mogul Oprah Winfrey and the Kardashian Jenner clan were among the many celebrities who flew into the event on private jets. But, the United Nations messenger of peace. I come in peace for the climate. Down a private jet. Like I say, I hope he got to the wedding on a rowboat. He better not be using fossil fuels for that trip either. But you know he did, because he's just another climate hypocrite.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the region today, high temperatures range from the low 90s in Bozeman to the mid-90s in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay mainly clear to partly cloudy. Temperatures head back in the upper 50s to low 60s. And then on Wednesday, we can expect sunshine. Isolated shower storm chance in the Bozeman area. Otherwise, high temperatures from 90 in Bozeman to the upper 90s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
During an appearance Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner said this about Iran, following the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear sites.
What we don't know, for example, is Iran going to try to hit us on cyber?
Monday, the National Security Agency, FBI, and other federal cybersecurity officials issued a warning about the possibility of Iranian cyber attacks against critical U.S. infrastructure, including utilities. The warning indicated hackers who support Iran have already targeted U.S. banks, defense contractors, and energy providers since the military strikes, but have yet to cause major disruptions. Ransomware attacks were also mentioned as a possibility. The bulletin also stated the hackers view cybersecurity disruptions as a viable alternative to military responses.
We have set them back, but let's not pretend that they don't have any capabilities.
Kid Muretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I had a very strategic decision to make there heading into that first news break. It's like, okay, do I get organized? Do I get prepared? Or do I go get a cup of coffee? So you know what decision I made. Go get the cup of coffee. Oh, yeah, and I'm so glad I did. By the way, I usually like the dark, the really dark roast coffee from 82 Coffee Company, but we had the, I went through all the dark roasts, so we had a bag of the medium roast in there, and this medium roast is pretty good. Caden, what do you think of the medium roast? I usually like the darker coffee. In fact, Mark Wilson, one of the breakfast flakes on Cat Country in Billings, he came in yesterday, and it was funny because I literally brewed the medium roast yesterday, and Mark said something to the effect of, Aaron, I wondered if you weren't at the office today because I couldn't smell the coffee on the seventh floor of the elevator. So I was wondering if you were not in today because I make the coffee so strong and dark that, yeah, apparently he can smell the coffee 16 floors down on his way up the elevator. But, yeah, speaking of Mark and Paul, I was joking with Caden. I was like, okay, I'm a little behind on show prep today. I'm going to be a little bit late getting you some audio clips, et cetera, to prepare for us for the show because I walked by the Breakfast Flake studios and Paul Mushaven says, Aaron, I got a question for you. And he's like, what is this whole AI thing all about? Oh, here we go. Before you know it, I'm talking quantum technology and the research going on in Bozeman. We're talking Bitcoin farms that he could have on his farm. And then I started, you know, pulling up information on Grok for him. And so I was a little bit behind on the show prep here this morning, but I've got coffee. That's all that matters. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about this big news, the big agreement here. So I'm not organized here, so let me just do what you can also do right now. Walk with me here for a second. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Open up this headline. Updated. Forest Service chief in Montana to sign major agreement. So here's what we reported in the 9 o'clock hour in case you missed it. During our conversation Monday morning, Governor Greg Gianforte described this agreement as a historic 20-year stewardship agreement to actively manage federal lands in Montana, aiming to improve forest health, wildfire resilience, and create jobs in the timber industry. And the two things that stood out to me, what the governor mentioned yesterday, in kind of giving a preview of this news that they were announcing Monday afternoon, is one, he emphasized that this is a 20-year agreement. And that's important for a couple of reasons. One, he said, look, if we try to ramp up timber production in America right now to make our timber industry great again and to make us less reliant on foreign sources of, wood products, right? He says, okay, there's the mills that remain have the ability, many of them are only on single shifts, so they could ramp up by adding more shifts of workers at the timber mills. Okay, so that's a way we could ramp up if we get more access to timber, right? But he said, but if we want to get more of these timber mills back up and running, you know, the ones that have been shut down, the dozens that we've lost because of the Democrats and the liberal judges and the environmental groups going back all the way to the 1990s, if we want to get those back up and running again and make those great again, we need long-term access, not just short-term access. We need long-term access. So that's why he emphasized that this is a 20-year agreement where the feds, the land will still stay federal land for the public lands and public hands shriekers. It's still staying in federal hands, although if it was state, it would also be public lands, but I digress. But the feds are basically saying, hey, Montana, you know what? You guys do a great job managing your public lands, so why don't you help manage our public lands from a federal standpoint? And so that's what this does. Now, the news that came out yesterday is that basically this is what came out yesterday afternoon, is that this deals with, this is going to have an initial focus on a landscape of at least 200,000 acres in northwest Montana. This is a shared stewardship agreement between the state of Montana and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service. 200,000 acres is going to be the initial focus here. Basically, it sounds like it's basically an expansion of this these good neighbor authority agreements that we've had in the past here. Let's see. The governor's office in a press release says this historic agreement establishes a new framework to dramatically increase the pace and scale of forest restoration, wildfire risk reduction, and sustainable timber production across Montana's national forests and adjacent lands. So anyway, very good news, great agreement. It was great to have the chief of the U.S. Forest Service in Montana. If you missed our conversation, of course, as always, all 4 hours of the show is on the Montana Talks podcast. If you've got the Montana Talks app, you can go back and listen to it. We, you know, of course, talked with the chief of the Forest Service about his family roots here in Montana and some of his family connections. And, you know, I think he spent 15 years working for the Montana DNRC. He went to the School of Forestry at the University of Montana, and now he's the head of the whole U.S. Forest Service, appointed by President Trump. But I also asked him, you know, hey, is this part of how we make our timber industry great again? And what about mining? For those of you in the mining city of Butte, what about making mining in America great again? We had a great conversation all around rare earth minerals, which he pointed out includes copper and so much more. Okay, let's get into the big news of the day. The big, beautiful bill. Apparently, they are still in the middle of their Votorama. Steve Areno.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Lawmakers are looking to do two things after a gunman shot and killed two state lawmakers in Minnesota recently. Turn down the rhetoric and find more money to tighten security. Quote, that means we need more protection. We need more money, said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. But how to effectively spend money to increase member security without creating a fortress-like environment at the Capitol or disconnecting lawmakers completely from their constituents remains a vexing problem. And some resources already available to lawmakers appear underused. Former Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger just retired in May. He says one challenge for police is getting members to take advantage of existing security measures at their disposal. Every new member at the start of their service in Congress hears from the Capitol Police and Sergeant-at-Arms about security services available to them and strategies they can employ to keep themselves safe while in office. Members can ask for a security assessment of their residences and district offices. They can also tap into funds dedicated to improving home security. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
The week ahead.
Monday, Tesla Cybertruck and Model Y production starts a week-long break. It's for maintenance of production lines. Tuesday, it's the start of a new month, and there are a lot of new laws taking effect across the country. Here are a few. Minimum wage increases in several states, changes to the process to get a concealed weapons permit in Colorado, and Vermont employers must include salary ranges in job postings. Wednesday, it's deadline day. Last chance to file a claim in a class action lawsuit settlement with Apple for claims Siri recorded users without their consent. Thursday, Wall Street closes a little early for the day ahead of the Independence Day holiday. Friday, it's the 4th of July, a federal holiday to celebrate the ratification of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. But of course, many of us just use it to go to parades, relax, barbecue, and watch some fireworks. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
The Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordblond. Yesterday, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a phased reopening of southern border ports for cattle, bison, and equine imports from Mexico beginning July 7th. The move follows an 8-week suspension due to concerns over the spread of New World screwworm into the United States. USDA and Mexican authorities have made major strides, they say, in containing the pest, including expanded surveillance and the release of over 100 million sterile flies weekly. They say no increase in New World screwworm cases or northward movement have been detected. Only cattle and bison from Sonora or Chihuahua or animals treated under USDA protocols will be eligible for entry. Equine from any part of Mexico must complete a 7-day quarantine and meet strict import requirements. U.S. livestock producers are sharing their displeasure online with the reopening news, saying the U.S. livestock industry remains vulnerable to New World screwworm.
Cattle producers, it's time for one of the biggest events in cattle marketing. Superior Livestock Auctions Week in the Rockies, July 7th through the 11th from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. With over 3,000 head offered, it's the summer auction where records are set and true price discovery is made. Browse the catalog at superiorlivestock.com, bid online at superiorclicktobid.com, or watch on Dish Channel 997. Big runs, serious bids, unmatched visibility. It's the Superior way.
Good news, beef producers. Consumers' opinions and preferences on beef are becoming more transparent month after month. Your checkoff dollar supports state-of-the-art research that taps into thousands of consumers' eating habits every month to track modern trends in meat demand and other proteins. With this knowledge, the Beef Checkoff can invest your dollars more wisely in future projects, empower the industry, and strengthen beef's place in the market. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
There's big news for wheat producers across the West as Montana State University has named Dr. Blake Weidenhaf as the new Winifred Asbjornson Plant Sciences Chair, a move that's expected to strengthen efforts against major crop threats like the wheat stem sawfly. Dr. Weidenhaf, a Glasgow, Montana native, is a nationally recognized scientist with deep roots in microbiology, biotechnology, and CRISPR development. Dale Schuler, who farms outside of Carter, Montana, is chair of the Montana Grains Foundation and says this is a big win for growers across the region.
So the Montana Grains Foundation took up that task to create that endowment, and we raised $5 million to invest in ag research. What's so important about this is, you know, the wheat stem sawfly causes somewhere between, you know, $70, $80 million in damage in Montana annually, but that pest is spreading across the United States. It started here in Montana and the prairie provinces and then into the Dakotas, and then from here it's gone to Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, even further west in Idaho and Washington. So this pest is one that we're going to focus on. You know, it's something that we're pretty excited about getting somebody with the quality and experience and expertise to tackle that.
Schuler says Dr. Weidenhaf has the opportunity to research wheat development and breeding in a different way.
Getting away from more of the traditional breeding and plant selection into, you know, getting more into the nitty-gritty of how plants express different traits and how we might create some resistance either in the plant or find some way we can get pests more susceptible to parasitoids that might help control those populations. So there's a whole, opens up a whole new avenue for research.
For more on this research position, visit westernagnetwork.com. I'm Lane Nordblond.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, we got the phone lines open for you as well here, 406-294-0970. Oh, but just for a few minutes, though, because we've got Jason Chaffetz, former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. In fact, Caden, do you mind printing up the notes for that conversation? I can't even remember what topic we were going to talk with Jason Chaffetz about. I just remembered, hey, we got an opportunity to chat with Jason Chaffetz. Let's see if we can get him on the show. And our producer, Caden, jumped right on it. So that'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. The one big beautiful bill. And then Alligator Alcatraz. Have you guys heard about Alligator Alcatraz? I was listening in on Fox and Friends this morning as they were talking a lot about that in depth. But what about the one big beautiful bill that's still being debated right now in the United States Senate. Stephen Miller was on with Sean Hannity last night, and he tackled head-on what he calls are the lies being spewed against this bill. And specifically, he talked about how important this big, beautiful bill is when it comes to border security.
The section on this bill enshrining border and homeland security, this is the most far-reaching border security proposal, homeland security proposal in my lifetime. Sean, not just my lifetime, going back to Eisenhower.
All right. Well, speaking of the one big beautiful bill and alligator Alcatraz, let's see what Nancy in Roundup has to say. Nancy, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning. I'm Montana Talk family. I hope all of you have a wonderful, fantastic Independence Day celebration. This is fascinating. Americans are starting to get pissed off. I know I'm pissed off over the delay of this one beautiful bill. 45 amendments have been presented by the Democrat Party. And, this Rand Paul, you know, remember just a few years ago when one of his neighbors attacked him and beat him up? You know, I'm starting to see the other guy's side of the story, because a lot of us want to do the same thing today. But to this guy, I mean, it's just unbelievable. We have to get this bill passed. We got to get this border wall going, and we got to stop the Medicaid for these illegals and much, much, much more. So hopefully J.D. Vance, he will be the turning point and the deciding vote on this bill package. And yes, Alligator Alcatraz, there's been memes all over social media, movies, little videos showing ICE agents on top of alligators going through the Florida's Everglades and swamps. I can't think of a better location to put illegal aliens, especially those who are cartel members and gang members. Let's do it. The alligators are hungry. Okay, I'm all for it. Let's go.
Yeah, apparently there's a big landing strip already there. It's one of the longest, airstrips in the country, and they used it for a backup landing strip for the, for our astronauts back in the day. So it sounds like a great, perfect location to then be able to load up these illegal aliens right on a flight and ship them out. All right, great to hear from you, Nancy. I think she's totally right on this big, beautiful bill. You know, you've got these people who have never balanced a budget in their entire careers on Capitol Hill, now standing in the way of progress. Why don't they listen to guys who did? The producer, Caden, already had the Jason Chaffetz notes in the stack there. That's what I get for not getting organized. I've got something right in front of me, just like every dad looking for the ketchup bottle. It's right in front of you. We'll get to Jason Chaffetz here in just a few minutes. But first, let's hear what Stephen Miller had to say. This comes via Rapid Response 47. He was on Fox News last night going after what he calls the lies about the big, beautiful bill.
I've spent my entire life in the conservative movement. Since I was a kid in high school, working, dreaming of the day where we could have a piece of legislation like what exists right now, Sean, what President Trump has brought to the precipice of passage. Each and every one of the individual titles in this bill would be considered one of the great achievements in the history of the conservative movement. The title, for example, Building the Missile Defense Shield for the United States of America, Sean, so we can be safe, our children can be safe from foreign adversaries in this growing era of intercontinental ballistic missiles as nations race for supremacy. The section on this bill enshrining border and homeland security, this is the most far-reaching border security proposal, homeland security proposal in my lifetime. Sean, not just my lifetime. Going back to Eisenhower, going back to since we've had conversations about the border, Sean, I take this seriously. I've stood by the families whose kids have been murdered by illegal aliens. We made them a promise. Most importantly, the American people voted to fulfill that promise in the last election. This bill fulfills it. It is the largest tax cut and reform in American history. No tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, 100% expensing for new factories. Think about that. Every single business owner with a dream of manufacturing in America can deduct 100% of that cost
to make the American dream come true here in the United States. Here's another one for you, Sean. The largest welfare reform in American history. Work requirements on food stamps, work requirements on Medicaid, the two largest welfare programs that exist, and now we are attaching work requirements to those programs. Orders of magnitude larger than the welfare reform the Republicans enacted into law in the 1990s. I am sick and tired of the lies about this bill that have been perpetrated by opportunists who are trying to make a name for themselves. This is the most conservative bill in my lifetime. Tax cuts, defense, border security, homeland security, welfare reform, and the largest spending cut in one bill that has ever been enacted. So, Sean, let's work together. Let's pass this bill. Let's get it to President Trump's desk by July 4th.
All right, there you go. I always love it when Stephen Miller goes off, when Stephen Miller weighs in. Jason Chaffetz, former Utah congressman, Fox News contributor, he joins us live right after this, right here with Montana Talks. And then, man, our friends from Ag Extension are being in 7 o'clock.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
You know, since we are a Fox News radio affiliate, we'll get some great interview opportunities. We'll get kind of a list of folks that are available every day. And so I'm looking at the list today. I didn't even read the topic. I didn't even read the description. I saw that former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz was available. I said, yeah, let's see if we can get him. Let's see if we can get him. We got him here. Our producer, Caden, got him on the phone lines for us. He's, of course, now a Fox News contributor. You see him on Hannity, guest hosting programs as well. Congressman Chaffetz, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being back with us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I see you've got a new book out here. When I finally looked at the notes to see what maybe we could talk with you about, you've got a new book out here. They're Coming for You. Sounds like to me this is describing the deep state, the stay behind teams that Sleepy Joe and Crazy Kamala put in place.
Yeah, if you think they're just going to accept Donald Trump oh no, they're in the MAGA movement. Oh no, absolutely, they're going to come for you. They're going to use data to do it. They're using it to affect elections. The amount of spying and data that they can gather on you from the government. The government, by the way, is selling and buying so much of this data. But think about how much the government knows about you, and then they go out and sell that data. It really is creepy, and it scares you, and it's a scary book because it details, like I said, how it affects healthcare, how it affects your ability to participate in the economy, how you do banking, and essentially they're creating a social credit score for you. So if you're not one of the chosen woke ones, look out! They're gonna make life very difficult for you.
Really? So which? Well, so big picture, because then the follow up question I have is: so which agencies and which regulations are they using to do this to continue their spy operation on the American people, even under the eye of the Trump administration and a Republican controlled House and Senate? But first, big picture. Look, we. People back here in Montana, just like our friends down in Utah, we were familiar with the deep state long before Donald Trump first started talking about the deep state,
right,
because
right.
We've seen these radical environmentalists embed themselves inside of our land management agencies and then undermine agriculture, undermine oil, gas, coal, our timber industry, and more. So we're very familiar with the stay behind element here.
Yeah, it's very real. Look, they use so many departments and agencies. Look, under Biden, they really wanted to weaponize the IRS. Remember, they asked for a 5-time increase, over $100 billion more dollars, and they were going to use, I think, that as a tool. They leveraged the federal government, all the departments and agencies, to try to get out the vote and target Democratic blocs. They had a thing called Vote ER, where they enlisted doctors, where they had 50,000 doctors in 700 hospitals going to patients, figuring out their voter registration. A week into the Biden administration, they contracted with a group called Clearview AI. I'm not saying they did anything illegally, but Clearview AI had tens of billions of photos. And what they're doing is building a database of facial recognition that they can then attach to you. There's more than 500,000 cameras across the country that are out there in the public taking pictures of you and video of you. And what do they do with that information? Well, it ends up that they do some pretty nefarious things, and they get caught. Like in the state of Florida, and I don't think they do this anymore, but when you would go to get your driver's license, you would put in, you know, your name, your address, your height, your weight, your hair color, your eye color, whether or not you wear glasses. And they were selling that data. So you pay to get your driver's license, and then they sell it. Well, these data brokers come in and buy this stuff and acquire it. Then they sell it back to the government. And the government has taken a position that, hey, if we buy the data, it's okay. But they would never be able to get a probable cause warrant or articulable suspicion. They'd never be able to get a warrant to surveil you. But when they buy the data, then they just think it's free game. And now they can create these geofences. If you told me a specific address, I can tell you within 100 feet every cell phone that visited that place in the last 60 days. And that's commercially available. And there needs to be some rails on this. But what it bothers me is how nefarious it is and how they're using this to manipulate you. Your car, for instance, it's a rolling computer. All that information about what radio station you listen to, how often you turn, do you come to a complete stop, how often do you look into the rearview mirror, that's all information, where you go, where you don't go, all of that information. I don't want to, like, freak people out to say that everything's being watched, but pretty much everything's being watched.
Yeah. So right now, obviously, the Senate is in the middle of a vote-a-rama as you and I are speaking, talking about the big, beautiful bill. And there's a lot of good things in that, but it's not the perfect bill. It's the big, beautiful bill. But after the big, beautiful bill hopefully gets across the finish line, then it's appropriations process, bill by bill. Then it's rescission packages, reining in government spending. How do we encourage our members of Congress here in Montana to leverage that appropriations process, these rescission packages, to rein in government spy operations against we the people, or the ability for them to have these tools to spy on we the people?
Well, look, Montana, if all the delegations were like Montana, we wouldn't be having these problems. I can tell you that because, but unfortunately they're not, right? So they've been really good at Doge and Elon Musk are really good at figuring out the waste, fraud, the abuse, and cutting it. What we have to get our arms around is the data that flows out and how the deep state takes that. That's why I wrote, you know, they're coming for you. Because if you don't put a kibosh on their ability to sell the data and get the data and then manipulate the data, then we're in a world of hurt. And the genie is out of the bottle on a lot of this, but so much of that can be curved back. And it takes exposing it and then making sure that we say, hey, I'm sorry, you can't do that to our kids. You can't do that to these families. You're not going to debank people. Look, they debanked Melania Trump, Barron Trump. They went after the meat and poultry industry. I guarantee you the cattlemen understand this. If they're out there and they wanted to have banking relationships, they were trying to throttle that back under the Biden administration. If you shop at Cabela's, if you buy a gun, if you bought a MAGA hat, they would argue that that's part of reputational risk, and the banks would slowly start to throttle those people back from their ability to get a loan or to be able to go to a bank or a credit union.
And then they started targeting, we know that the gun industry was first to be targeted by the woke debanking push,
yeah,
and then ESG rules. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, we use this to go after the gun industry and small businesses in the gun world. Why don't we use it to go after oil, gas, coal, ag? And then they said, oh, we can also push our woke LGBTQ agenda and go after people of faith and try to debank them as well. I think debanking is still. And now, but I also worry that a lot of people are kind of saying, you know, Trump's in office now. He's taken care of everything. We don't need to worry about that kind of stuff anymore. I worry that that's how some people think.
Yeah, it's still, the federal government is still populated with 98% Democrats. And so you still have to play with the team that's on the field. You know, it's not like everybody changes. The political appointees change, and they can do that to a degree. But that bureaucracy, that deep state, they're still there. And, look, this happens at the state level. It happens at the federal level. You got a great governor. And so, you know, and he understands technology. But the other ones, I'm telling you, not so much. And think about how much information the government has about you and how the deep state, the government, the federal government, was using that information to affect elections. And they did it through the Small Business Administration. They did it through Housing and Urban Development. And so you go into the bigger cities in Montana, they would use that and leverage that to affect elections.
All right. Jason Chaffetz, former member of Congress out of the great state of Utah. He's now, of course, got the Jason in the House podcast, Fox News contributor. You see him on Fox News all the time. Is the book already available? Like, can people go on Audible or wherever and get the book right now as we speak?
They are coming for you. It is day one. It is out today. So, yeah, you can download the audiobook or get a hard copy, and it's available right now.
Hey, I'm going to do that right now during the break. Congressman Chaffetz, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. You too. I got one of these subscriptions for one of the, you know, we drive so much here in Montana when you're crisscrossing the state that I'm like, you know, I need to start doing some more audiobooks here. It's our good friend David Noble, who joins us every Thursday. He's always reading these books, and I'm like, you know what? I read all stinking day long doing a show like this, but sometimes it's good to kick back with a book for a deeper dive other than all the quick hit stuff we get every day. So I'm gonna go download that right now.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, there's been a lot of demagoguery and just outright flat-out lying. And it's the same as what we hear every 2 years and 4 years. Republicans are racist and sexist and homophobic and xenophobic and Islamophobic. And they want dirty air and dirty water. And they want grandma and grandpa to eat dog food and cat food until some, you know, Trump lookalike throws them in a wheelchair and drops them off a cliff. You know, they're cutting Social Security. No, they're not. Now, they're all headed towards insolvency and, you know, improvements and reform. And we shouldn't pay one, you know, a dollar amount for one medical service versus one if you're Medicaid versus Medicare. Able-bodied people ought to participate. Do something.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to the deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the region today, high temperatures range from the low 90s in Bozeman to the mid-90s in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay mainly clear to partly cloudy. Temperatures head back in the upper 50s to low 60s. And then on Wednesday, we can expect sunshine. Isolated shower storm chance in the Bozeman area. Otherwise, high temperatures from 90 in Bozeman to the upper 90s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Wittick in Zinn with the win. The Montana GOP prepares for the midterms. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that story on our Montana Talks website. Or if you got the app, you would have already seen the news if you got the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. Plus, as predicted, the Montana congressional delegation helps block the sale of public lands. That one had to be really disappointing for the Democrats. The Democrats were really hoping public lands were going to be sold. MontanaTalks.com.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, maybe I'll save this clip for the 7 o'clock hour of this show, or maybe when John Jackson joins us later on in the 8 o'clock hour. Caroline Leavitt, White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt, says President Trump will travel to Florida. Did you hear that, Jerry? He'll travel to Florida for the opening of Alligator Alcatraz. But first, let's see what Caroline Leavitt has to say about the game-changing wins packed into President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Here you go. This is from the Trump War Room on X.
Incredibly important that we pass this one big, beautiful bill, which is the largest tax cuts in American history. And that's why the White House and the president himself have been in touch with lawmakers all weekend long to get this bill passed. And they are working very hard to do so. It remains a top priority for the president. And this bill has exposed the clear differences between Republicans and Democrats in 2025. The Democrats are doubling down on craziness and radical policies that are undermining the very fabric of our country. Just look at the Democrat nominee for New York City mayor, Zohran Mamdani. He's a Democrat socialist, really a communist, who proudly calls to defund the police, peddles anti-Semitism, praises pro-Hamas groups, wants Israel abolished, and believes wealthy Americans should not exist. Those are his words, just as recent as this weekend. Meanwhile, under President Trump's leadership, Republicans are fighting tirelessly for everyday middle-class working Americans who re-elected this president, and we're carrying out a revolution of common sense, and all of that is packed into this one big, beautiful bill. It delivers the largest middle and working class tax cuts in U.S. history. It keeps America safe by funding the largest ever one-time investment in border security. It's enough to reverse the Biden border invasion. And every single Democrat is against that, against securing our border and deporting millions of criminal illegal aliens. The One Big Beautiful Bill also strengthens and protects Medicaid benefits, despite what Democrats are saying, for eligible American citizens who rely on it, like pregnant women, children, seniors, and people with disabilities, by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse that threaten to destroy this program that was intended for the most vulnerable in our society. And every single Democrat in Congress is against rooting out that waste, fraud, and abuse, in blocking the 1.4 million illegal aliens who are currently improperly receiving these benefits that should be going to American taxpaying citizens. The Democrats in Congress are more concerned with defending illegal aliens than they are hardworking Americans. And the Big Beautiful Bill also revitalizes our military and enhances our defense capabilities, protects our country from emerging new threats by funding a cutting-edge missile defense system called the Golden Dome. And as we all know, the One Big Beautiful Bill makes the Trump tax cuts permanent. The White House and the president are adamant that this bill is passed and that this bill makes its way to his desk. Republicans need to stay tough and unified during the home stretch, and we are counting on them to get the job done.
All right, there you go. There's a summary. We had Stephen Miller earlier. There you go, Caroline Leavitt. More to follow later on in the 7 o'clock hour of this show. I did see a Cowboy State Daily story. Cole, a big winner after marathon Senate session on Big Beautiful Bill Act. That's at the Cowboy State Daily. Hey, speaking of coal country, this week for our Visit Montana tourism package giveaway, your chance to win a great tourism package in Southeast Montana. Yeah, each week we're highlighting a different tourism region. And this week we are highlighting Southeast Montana. Man, so much to see in Southeast Montana. Let's just share some stuff that you might not be as familiar with. Did you know you could stop by the original Fallon County Jail, home of Steer Montana, the world's largest steer, who was born in March 1923 and grew to be
3,980 pounds, 5 foot 11 inches tall and 10 foot 4 inches long with a girth of 9 foot 2 inches. So you can go see him at the near the Fallon County Jail there. Anyway, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway. You got a great tourism package that you get the chance to win.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.